Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New developments this morning about the Amber Alert out of Kaufman County. The baby is safe, the alert is over, and both parents remain behind bars. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
13-week-old Xavier Calliste had been missing since Wednesday evening when his non-custodial mother vanished with him from a domestic violence shelter in Kemp. Abigail Williams had been staying at the shelter with her baby, but Xavier was technically in the custody of CPS, which said Williams was free to come and go, but she was not allowed to remove the baby from the shelter. But Wednesday night, she did just that, and that set off the Amber Alert. Now, about 2 this morning, comes word from Kemp Police that Williams, still with Xavier, had been arrested in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Apparently, someone picked her up in Kemp and dropped her off at the bus depot in Dallas, where she bought a ticket for Fayetteville. Police there are holding her until she can be extradited back to Texas. Xavier, meanwhile, is being taken care of by the North Carolina CPS until their Texas counterparts can pick him up. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
An update this morning from Prosper, where the school board president has resigned after being arrested in Dallas for indecency with a child. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
Drew Wilborn was arrested Wednesday, but Dallas police say they started investigating last spring after a girl at a church where he was executive pastor said Wilborn touched her inappropriately. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church has notified police and fired Wilborn after the report. Prosper ISD says Wilborn has now resigned from the school board and parents held a prayer vigil outside district headquarters. One tells NBC5 this case follows a bus driver in Prosper being arrested for molesting two students.
Unfortunately, in Prosper ISD, we have a lot more skeletons in our closet.
Prosper ISD called this case a criminal matter outside Wilborn's role in the district and says it does not involve any students there. They say the school board will meet next week to decide how to fill his position. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fort Worth police released additional information on an officer-involved shooting last weekend. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the update.
Early Saturday afternoon, Fort Worth police were called to a home on Odessa Avenue on a report of a man threatening his sister with a handgun during an argument. Assistant Police Chief Robert Aldridge says officers confronted 35-year-old Hector Galvin.
The officer saw the suspect running and gave commands to stop, but he did not comply.
The chase went under Rutland Avenue, where officers deployed a taser.
While the suspect was on the ground, he pulled his handgun out of his pants and pointed it at the officer.
And fearing for his life, the officer shot Galvin. He's currently hospitalized in stable condition. Aldridge says Galvin is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon against both a family member and a public servant. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
As the cleanup continues in Southeast Texas, Governor Abbott has issued a disaster declaration for part of the area. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering with the update.
Multiple tornadoes touched down just outside of Houston during a severe storm on Tuesday, causing extensive damage in the towns of Deer Park and Pasadena. Governor Abbott has issued a disaster declaration covering Harris and Orange counties and says additional areas could be added. The governor is also encouraging people in those areas to report storm damage using the state's iStat survey. One of the tornadoes that touched down on Tuesday has been rated EF2. The other one was rated EF3. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Big changes are coming to the Arlington School District now that the superintendent has announced he'll be moving on. He spoke with KRLD's John Little.
Dr. Marcelo Cavazos has been the superintendent of Arlington Schools for the last 11 years, but he says it's time.
I've been able to witness the tremendous leadership and love that we all have for this district, and I do think it's the right time to make that transition and really serve and continue to serve through August.
He oversaw 3 strategic plans and 2 large bond measures totaling $1.6 billion and led the 4th largest district in the area through the pandemic.
While it was very challenging, that is true, that is absolutely true. it also afforded me the opportunity to see the best work people can do, the resiliency and the perseverance and the dedication to our students.
Cavazos was named 2016 Texas Superintendent of the Year. He'll stay on through August 31st. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.